That was Jessie Bell Smith from her latest album, The Town, and a track entitled Deep Water. It features on bass my special guest today. That is Tyler Wagler. Tyler Wagler is a sideman who has played with a lot of different artists on the Toronto and now the Guelph scene. It's great to have you join us in the studio today, Tyler.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about that song. One of the things that immediately jumps out to me is how prominent the bass is on that. It must be a great pleasure to be able to listen to music and actually hear how much your bass comes through, because I think there is that tendency, because you're part of the rhythm section, to be somehow the forgotten man in the band.
Yeah, absolutely. It was such a great song, and we recorded it in Cambridge at House of Miracles, which is a beautiful studio. And most of it was recorded live off the floor. And it's so much fun to record that way, to get as much down as possible. And, you know, we were kind of learning the song. I was learning the song on the fly, at least. And yeah, it's a great way to work.
Now, as a sideman, you use the words learning the song on the fly, because you play bass. We're going to talk a little bit about your own music a little later in this interview. Obviously, it's not unusual to have someone that becomes very skilled at a particular instrument, and that becomes a focus when they're playing with other people. But at the same time, they have their own music to work on. But this idea of being almost like a gun for hire musically, that, you know, people will bring you in when they want you to play bass on an album. Obviously, we have, you know, if you look back over the history of pop and rock music, there's great stories of people who would be brought in to add their own skills to some of the classic songs of the past. But focusing on your music, there must be times when you get the call, say, look, we'd love you to come and join us in the studio. And as you mentioned there, don't really have too much time to get to grips with the song before you're in there.
Yeah, and by nature, I'm inclined to be over-prepared and, you know, really be on top of things. So it's kind of fun being thrown off the deep end and not having an opportunity to do that too. But it's true, all of my favorite bass players, or a lot of my favorite bass players, are guys like James Jamerson, who played in all the Motown stuff. And, you know, I imagine when most of that stuff happened, he just showed up at the session and played the chart down. And that's, you know, all those classic Temptation songs and Marvin Gaye songs and all that wonderful stuff. It's true in the reggae world, too. Like, I'm sure most of that stuff is, you know, you're hearing them play that song for the second time or the third time ever. You know, and that's kind of part of where the magic is.
You mentioned about being prepared and over-prepared. There must be a bit of a difference in how you sound when you go in and you maybe haven't had too much time to actually get to grips with the song. But also, I think there's also that chance that you could end up getting something on that, you know, second or third take that might be perhaps a little bit more fluid than you would get if you had actually been, you know, working on, you know, you're part of the song for a period of time. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, no matter what the situation is, when you hit record, it's just kind of a matter of you just got to play and hope for the best. Hold your breath and hope for the best.
So you moved to Guelph 5 years ago from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music at the beginning. Because I gather that, like, bass is not just the instrument you play by any means.
Sure. As a kid, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started playing guitar when I was 7, and it was you know, just instantly all that I wanted to do ever, you know. And I grew up, you know, learning kind of the classic rock stuff. I grew up in Owen Sound, and, you know, in that sort of classic rock folk blues scene as a kid and into my teens. And after high school, I went to Humber College to study jazz bass, kind of on a whim. I was curious about jazz. I had a couple jazz records I liked, but my music teacher in high school suggested I go check it out. And my thought was simply, oh, I can just stay in school and study music for another 4 years and not really think about the realities of life and being an adult. Sign me up. Sounds good. So that's how I got here, I guess.
So when you're going through Humber College, is that when the opportunity arises to start playing with different bands. I mean, just look at the people that you've played with over the years. You've played, I think, reggae with Friendliness and the Human Rights. Is that right?
Yes.
You also play with David Sarita, who is a singer-songwriter, and I would call him very much a classic singer-songwriter in
Absolutely.
Style. But that's completely different altogether. Is it hard to move between those different styles?
To me, I feel like it's kind of essential for my own sanity, just as a music fan. You know, when I grew up, you know, playing blues and classic rock, a great moment of truth for me was discovering Tom Waits. And, you know, I'll never forget the first time I heard Tom Waits when I was 15. And one of the things that attracted me to that music was that it was such an amalgamation of so many different things. It was blues, it was folk, it was, you know, it was Celtic melodies in there. There was sort of found music in there. There was minimalist stuff. There was, you know, going back to Tin Pan Alley type songwriting and Cole Porter type songwriting, all kind of thrown together. So I kind of feel like my career has sort of been dissecting all the little bits and pieces of that, playing jazz, playing reggae, playing folk, playing blues, you know. I don't really feel like I'd be happy not playing any of those things.
And I suppose this is a certain degree of challenging yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, I was playing with David Sarita last year at the Folk Music Ontario Showcase, and that was a beautiful set. It was only about 20 minutes or so, but it was a really warm, intimate, powerful set, it felt like to me. But then I was playing with the Human Rights at Lee's Palace that night, like an hour and a half later. So to hop in the car, drive to Lee's Palace, and then play like a big, super loud, high-energy, packed reggae show, it takes a... You really have to flip a switch in the brain to accommodate both of those things, specifically back-to-back like that.
And I think you mentioned, obviously, going to school for jazz bass guitar. You also play with Hamilton, Wagler, and O'Neill, with Tom Hamilton and Dave O'Neill, which is, that must be strictly jazz, right, as a trio?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a modern jazz instrumental trio. We do a lot of classic jazz standards, but we also do a lot of originals, and we also we do a lot of Beatles songs and Radiohead songs and modern, I guess what you could refer to as modern standards, but in a modern jazz interpretation of them. So we'll play a Beatles song and you might not recognize it as being a Beatles song.
Which is actually kind of nice. I have to be honest, as a listener, I like to be challenged by my cover versions. I'm not very big on, you know, people doing a cover version of a song, and it's like, okay, it's got a slightly different vocal over the top, but Basically the arrangement is just the same.
Yeah, you got to make it your own.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear that. We're going to take a break for some music just now. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today is Tyler Wagler. He is a Guelph-based bassist, but he also has a solo career, which we're going to talk about in a few moments. He will be in Guelph on Friday, October the 24th, for a show at the wonderful Magnolia Cafe. It's a fantastic restaurant, and it really is a beautiful and very intimate music venue. It's certainly one of my favorite places in Guelph. If you want to get more information on the show that Tyler will be involved with singer-songwriter David Sarita, check out folkrootsradio.com. We'll go back to some music, though, with another one of my favorite artists, another person with a Guelph and Owen Sound connection. That would be Drew McIver. He released the wonderful Porchlight album earlier this year, and you were involved with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, I met Drew in Owen Sound when he had just moved there, and I had just moved to Guelph. So we joked about how we kind of waved to each other on the highway as we were switching towns, and I've sort of helped him out get to know people in Owen Sound, and he's helped me out get to know people in Guelph, and it's been a pleasure working with him.
So the track we're going to listen to is entitled Suzanne. It also features Moonshiner's Daughter, and you're also on bass. Can you tell us a little bit about that song and the recording of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I played double bass on that song. We started that a while ago. We did the sessions, the bed track sessions for that a couple years ago, and then he had me overdub some guitar months at least later, and I remember the guitar session being really frustrated, thinking, oh, I can't play anything, this isn't going well, Drew's gonna have to scrap all this. And then when I got the finished CD, I was shocked that there was this guitar solo on it. And I checked the credits, and it was me. I guess it turned out all right. He used it at least. It came together, but in the moment it was a little scary.
Now imagine when you're playing bass, it's pretty unlikely if you put down a bass track, you're not going to appear on the final song. But if you're playing something like a little bit of electric guitar or mandolin or something like that, it's entirely possible you could end up on the cutting room floor or whatever.
It's easy to scrap that.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's listen to the song. This is Drew McIver from the wonderful Porchlight album. We're listening to a song entitled Suzanne. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Say, Suzanne, could you marry me? Down by that old tree, where we let that crazy afternoon turn to twilight howling at the moon. But you woke up and I was gone. Now I know that I was wrong. Can I get one more chance, Suzanne? It's just that I was hurt once before, and the sting still rings me to the core. A broken heart's not an easy thing to mend, as any heartbroken fool will defend. But when my faith came out the window, you walked in through the door, and this old ship of lost at sea has finally found its shore. And if you would be my lady, well, then I would be your man. Can I have this dance with you, Suzanne?
Drew McIver with a song entitled Suzanne from his latest album, Porchlight. It came out a few months ago. It's an absolute fabulous album, one of my favorites of 2014. The song we listened to was Suzanne, which features Moonshiner's daughter and my special guest today, Tyler Wagler, who is playing, I think, stand-up bass and also the electric guitar solo that you hear in that.
Absolutely. Not both at the same time, but the wonders of technology.
No. I was going to say, you've not tried to do that.
No.
It's easy to play a harmonica and a guitar at the same time. Not quite a double bass and electric guitar at the same time. Tell us just a little bit about the recording of that, because I gather that the bass work was put down originally and then the electric guitar was added later. Is that how that happened?
Yeah, we did a bed track at Shane Phillips' studio a few years ago, and I'm not sure how much he kept from that. The double bass part must be from that session. But then I know he recorded the vocals and Moonshiner's Daughter later, and I played the guitar overdub quite a while after that. And that was we did that sitting on his front porch at his farm in Durham. And it was beautiful sitting outside, you know, looking at the animals and the sunshine and doing guitar overdubs on the farm. It was beautiful.
So when you do that, you play along to the bed tracks? Is that how that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm playing into an amp and it's microphoned, and that microphone is going into his laptop, and there we are. You're essentially in a recording studio, but you're on the porch.
Things have changed so much, you know, when you think of the days when, you know, you'd be going into a 4, 8, 16, 24 track studio. It's all on tape and then it all has to go together. It still blows my mind that people could produce such incredible music that way. But now, with the fact that you can use your laptop to record everything, it also means that the studio space that you're in doesn't have to necessarily be that defined studio space anymore.
Absolutely. Well, I had the greatest recording experience that I've ever had just last month. I play in a reggae band called The Human Rights, based out of Toronto. High energy, modern roots reggae band. There's 10 people in that band. And we recorded our new album at Phase One, which is a very beautiful studio in Toronto, with Gordy Johnson producing of Big Sugar. And it was the first time I'd ever had the experience of recording straight to 2-inch tape, making records like they did in the 60s and 70s. All 10 people playing live, off the floor, straight to tape. And we went back and edited a few things, but most of it was just all 10 of us playing live off the floor. And that was, it was the greatest recording experience I've ever had. It just, there's something magical about everybody just playing together at once and just deciding that's how it's going to be. So we recorded a whole album in 2.5 days at this beautiful studio. So it's a very different experience to, you know, recording something over the course of a year, you know, a few days here, a few days there.
It's interesting you say that, because it sounds to me as what you're saying is that these high-end studios still have to try and find ways to obviously encourage people to come in. They have the space, they have the beautiful setup, but they also give the option that if you want to go retro and if you want to record in the traditional style, if you can call it that, you're able to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we were maybe a little bit concerned about the price tag attached to Phase One at first, but after going there, it was the most efficient, effective way of doing it. You know, we got it all done in 2 days. It was probably the most cost-effective way to do it too, because it's just, you know, you're not constantly having to troubleshoot. You're not, you know, bringing it to this studio and then having to convert a file. It's just going straight down to tape, and there it is. It's done.
Excuse my ignorance, but when you're taping on a 2-inch tape, I mean, editing in the old days was actually splicing each track on each tape, right?
Yep.
Before you bring them together.
Yep.
Is that the way it would be done?
Well, we recorded, I mean, tape, the appeal of tape is that it has a certain sound. You know, when a bass hits a tape, there's a certain magic that happens. And so that's kind of the point of recording to tape. So we were able to record to tape and then dump it off to the computer and then edit it digitally. So it was, you know, the best of both worlds.
It sounds fascinating. We're probably going to have to leave that conversation there, because I'm going to steer the conversation into your own solo music, because as well as being a sideman with a bass who is the gun for hire as far as music is concerned, you also have a solo career, and I think you've put out currently, what, 2 EPs, is that right?
Yep, this is my second that's just coming out imminently. It's called 4 Songs. And I recorded that over the course of almost a year. Most of it was done at Nick Zubek's studio here in Guelph. And it features some good friends of mine, Tom Hamerton on the piano, Jesse Turton, I'm sure is well-known to local folk and roots aficionados, as well as Mark Marish, a great drummer.
Now, Jesse Turton on bass, and then and Mark Marish on drums.
Yeah, Mark's a wonderful drummer, plays with Sarah Sleen and Danny Michelle and Ron Sexsmith and folks like that. And my good friend Anna Horvath, a wonderful singer in Toronto. She has a solo project called Marival. And I'm playing guitar and singing.
Well, let's step into that just now. What song would you like us to start with?
Why don't we start with Rooster?
Okay, this is Tyler Wagler from the new EP. It is entitled Four Songs. And this is a track called Rooster. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
I used to pull my coat up close around my face against the wind. I used to walk with eyes down low in a hurried gait with my hands tucked in. But how things change, the sun, the snow, the rain. How I'm glad to walk them just the same. We wake up when the roosters crow, out the door and away we go. Lead the way, I will follow. We waste time with no regrets, we kiss and run. Jump and jump just to tumble into bed. Bumps on your arm, our toes in the stream, the wind on your face. The days are made only to see and smell and hear, to talk and touch and taste. And how folks stare. Your smile, your sun-bleached hair. They say to themselves, don't those two make a pair? We wake up when the roosters crow, out the door, I know where you go. Lead the way, I will follow. We waste time with no regrets. We'll kiss and run and jump and jump. We'll be right back.
That was Tyler Wagler from the new EP entitled Four Songs and a track entitled Rooster. Tyler Wagler is our guest today on Folk Roots Radio. And you know that I love the sound on there. There is a certain ethereal quality that you have there. Was that your intent when you went in the recording studio to try and have that feel? Because there are songs that I listen to that seem to be very much about the lyrics, and there are songs that I listen to that are very much about the melody, and then you have songs that I listen to that are very much about the atmosphere and this ethereal quality. Is that a reasonable thing for me to be saying?
Yeah, absolutely. When I started the project, I was definitely thinking about trying to do something a little bit more stripped down. We were talking about the magic of people playing live in a room. I wanted to get as much of that down as possible. And with my last EP, it was a little bit more... it was a little bit more of a kind of like a rock EP and drums and bass and that sort of thing. With this, I wanted to be a little bit more acoustic, a little bit more stripped down. Part of that has to do with playing live. It's really hard. You're talking about lyrics. It's really hard to play in a band with drums and bass and electric guitar and have the lyrics come through. If you're playing in clubs and, you know, small little places, it's very, very difficult. As a fan, I'm always frustrated that I can't hear lyrics at shows. So I wanted to start doing a bit more of a stripped down acoustic project. And I really wanted to get sort of the creak of the piano. You know, I wanted to hear the pedals of the piano and sort of the finger noise of the double bass. And I thought Nick Zubek, who we recorded at Nick Zubek's studio in Guelph, and I thought he did a great job of capturing those little squeaks and cracks and stuff like that.
Now, when you recorded this, was this live off the floor or was this in a more traditional style?
It was, we did guitar, bass, piano live off the floor, and then I overdubbed the vocals. I'd love to get to the point, that would be like my greatest goal, to get to the point to be a good enough singer to record everything live off the floor like that. I'm still working on that, but we got most of it down live off the floor, and then we added a couple little touches of cello and some atmospherics and then the final vocal.
It's interesting because when I was listening to that, particularly as you move to the second half of the song, you can hear a little bit more of a jazz feel coming through that. And I didn't know if that was, you know, a nod to the fact that you did train in jazz before you explored beyond it.
Yeah, I never think, certainly as a songwriter, I'm never thinking about trying to make something jazzier or specifically add that influence. But, you know, I feel like because I've studied that, I have a broader vocabulary. I've got more colors to paint with. And I think what really, in that second part of the song, what really makes it take off, my good friend Tom Hamerton plays a beautiful piano solo. And it's not really jazzy, but it definitely... it definitely elevates the song. And Tom is a fantastic jazz player as well.
What I'd like to do, we're going to go back to some music, but I think it would be kind of fun to go back to the first EP just to get a little flavor of the music that you've done. We're obviously going to be focusing predominantly on the new EP, which is Four Songs. But going back to the first Tyler Wagler EP, which you mentioned was a little rockier, mm-hmm. And I think there's a song there that you would like us to play, which is interesting because I love it when people say, well, this is a song that actually uses poetry or something as its base for the lyric.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a song called, it's a poem. It's called Lines Written in Early Spring by William Wordsworth. And I was working on this song. I just finished this beautiful theater show with my good friend David Sarita. David wrote this beautiful musical along with Joan Chandler about Tom Thompson, the life of Tom Thompson. And when this beautiful experience finished, I was sitting at the piano trying to sort of capture this moment. And I wrote this melody. I had a bunch of ideas, and I needed some lyrics. And I was working away, and nothing came. And I went to the bookshelf and I grabbed a book at random and I opened it to a random page, and I started singing the poem to the melody that I had just written, and it matched up perfectly. So, I don't know, one of those happy accidents or meant to be things that it just lined up perfectly. And the sentiment of the poem was precisely what I was trying to write about in the first place. So,
is this the first time that you've adapted a poem for music?
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't really on the radar until I got horribly frustrated.
That's great. Well, let's play it just now. This is Tyler Wagler from his first EP. It's entitled Tyler Wagler, and the song we're going to listen to is, as has been mentioned, William Wordsworth's poem Lines Written in Early Spring, adapted by Tyler Wagler. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
While in a grove I sat reclined, in that sweet mood where pleasant thoughts bring sad thoughts to the mind. To her fair works did nature link the human soul that through me ran, and much it grieved my heart to think what man has made of man. Through primrose tufts in that green bower, the periwinkle trail
That was Tyler Wagler with Lines Written in Early Spring. It is a William Wordsworth poem adapted with music from Tyler Wagler. That's quite beautiful to put that together. And it shows, I think, the creativity that, you know, you develop when you're obviously working in music full time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I should actually quick mention my good friends Tim Carson and Rob Blank also sang harmony, and they were really instrumental in developing it from a melody into like a great vocal harmony like that. And yeah, it was great working with them.
So you mentioned just before we took the musical break that you have worked with David Sarita before, singer-songwriter. He will be joining you in Guelph for a show on October the 24th. It takes place at the wonderful Magnolia Cafe. And if I understand this right, I think you will be opening the show with your solo music, and then you'll be playing bass with David.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll be doing a set of my own stuff with Tom Hamerton on keys, backing me up. And then I'll be doing, David will be doing a solo set, and I'll be playing double bass with him.
So tell us a little bit about your association with David, because David is very interesting career, obviously. Very, very creative person, not just writing music as a singer-songwriter, but you mentioned before also working in theater as well.
Yeah, what can I say about David? I met David in Owen Sound. He had just moved up to that area with his partner, and he needed a bass player. And I think he actually just called the local music store and said, could you recommend a bass player? And I guess they pointed him to me. I was taking a year off school and moved back to Owen Sound with my parents. And so I met David and did this gig with him. And it was really fun. It was great. I didn't really think too much about it at the time. And then we did another one, and I thought, oh, this is pretty cool, actually. This is great. And then we did a couple more, and then I started to learn a little bit more about him, and I realized who he had playing on his album, the level of musicians that he knew and was accustomed to working with. And suddenly I got quite not intimidated, but I thought, oh yeah, I really gotta hit this hard. I went back to school, and many of my teachers were playing with David, so that's great. And I've had the pleasure of working with David on a couple of theater projects as well, specifically the Tom Thompson one that he did. David wrote a great song cycle about Tom Thompson from a whole bunch of different perspectives, and that stuff hasn't been recorded yet. I really hope we get a chance to do that, because it's some of the most beautiful music I've ever had a chance to be involved with.
Now, we're going to play a song by David in a few seconds, which I think is the single from a new project.
I believe it's all recorded, and we're probably in the mixing stage, I think. This song is the single, and it's done, obviously. But I'm really excited for this album to come out. I've had the pleasure of hearing these songs and playing these songs for a long time, and it's going to be great.
So this is David Sarita. The album project, I think, is called Boyfriend.
That is correct.
And this is the first single, and it's entitled Beyond the Shadow. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
About me.
go, and I've got room for two. You're ready to travel on, do you know with who? Don't be afraid to speak your heart to me, baby. Don't you say yes, never say yes. If yes just means maybe, can you give me something I can't live without? Can you give me love beyond the shadow of a doubt? Can you give me something I can't live without? Give me love beyond the shadow. Can you give me something I can't live without? Give me love beyond the shadow of a doubt. Can you give me
was David Sarita with Beyond the Shadow. That is the first single from a project that is entitled Boyfriend. David is working on that project just now. He will be appearing in Guelph, as was mentioned, on Friday, October the 24th, with my good friend Tyler Wagler, who's joining us in the studio today, playing bass. It promises to be a wonderful evening. There's certainly an opportunity to hear a wide range of music.
Yeah, I'm really excited to bring David to Guelph. I'm not sure if he's played in Guelph before. He's a really intense performer. David's one of those people that can just, you know, it's not uncommon to be playing a show with David and he'll play a song and he will just totally reduce everybody in the room to tears. It's just with a, you know, a really poignant moment. And then the next song, he'll just, it's like he tears you apart and then he just puts you back together again, and everyone just leaves feeling wonderful. And at Magnolia is such a nice warm room. I think it's going to be a great show.
It's interesting you say that, because I did have a chance to see him at the Folk Music Ontario conference last year, and I think you were playing bass with him then. Mm-hmm. And you can see when he performs, there is nothing left.
Yeah,
after that performance.
Yeah, he is tuned into something. And he definitely leaves it all on stage, for sure.
We're going to go back to your music, because you're going to be opening the show at Magnolia. You've just released this four-song EP, appropriately titled Four Songs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play another song from the album just now, and that's Blazing Waters. Can you talk a little bit more about this song in particular, but also why you decided you wanted to move in this direction this time?
Yeah, well, this song, I wrote the main melody really quickly. You know, it came together pretty quickly, and I thought, oh, that's a pretty nice song. But it felt a little, felt like I'd heard it before. And so, you know, I took this melody, and there's four verses, and I thought, well, maybe I'll change the chords a little bit in the second verse. And I kind of liked that, and I thought, well, how far can I take this out in terms of, you know, elaborating on the harmony and the atmosphere and the larger feel of the song while still preserving the melody. And I feel like I took it out pretty far. I feel good about that. And then, you know, brought it back down to earth, and it kind of fits into the lyrical content of the song. Is about, you know, wanting to explore and get away but coming back home anyway. So yeah, I feel proud about this song. I feel like this one turned out well.
We're going to listen to that song just now. This is Tyler Wagler from the Four Songs EP and a beautiful song entitled Blazing Waters. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
As the sun beats upon these green fields, my heart calls for open sea. This home and heart is taming, frustrating and restraining, and shackling chains round my poor wandering feet. All the people, tastes, and places I should know. If up and away to see I should go. Out across the borders where there's no order, and not a single acre would I be driven to reap. No soul. Charts and maps and graphs to know the way, I'd be lost and found or drowned in some lonely bay. To follow only the baser instincts, to live on bread and gin dreams. An individual, indivisible from the sea. Oh, but I know if I put out to sea, my heart would call for these green fields, those endless blazing waters would weigh upon my shoulders, drive me across the mountains, hurried home. Those endless blazing waters would weigh upon my shoulders and drive me across the mountains. Those endless blazing waters would weigh upon my shoulders and drive me across the mountains, hurried home to you.
That was Tyler Wagler with Blazing Waters from the new Four Songs EP. I'm Jan Hall. Tyler Wagler is my special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, and he will be at the Magnolia Cafe in Guelph on Friday, October the 24th. It's a special show where Tyler will be playing bass with David Sarita, singer-songwriter. David Sarita will be doing a solo set where Tyler is playing bass, and then Tyler will be playing some of these songs as part of the opening set of the show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. David is such a wonderful performer, and Magnolia's, it's one of the nicest rooms in Guelph, actually, for this sort of, you know, intimate kind of folky show. And yeah, it's going to be great.
Now, you've now recorded two EPs. I'm always interested to know what the future holds. Is this a prelude to a long player? Do you hope to spend, you know, focus more on the solo career going forwards? Or is this also going to be like a blend between being the bass player for hire for people who need a bass player, but also working on the solo stuff?
Yeah, it's I always feel like I need to be doing lots of different stuff. If I go too long without playing like an R&B gig, I really get that itch to play some good old R&B. If I go too long without playing a folk gig, I get that itch to really play some nice folk music. So yeah, I'll always be playing with lots of different people. But yeah, I mean, this album, this EP is just coming out this week, so I'm still kind of catching my breath from that. But yeah, I would definitely be thinking about doing a full length eventually. I've got lots of songs, lots of ideas. I just need to figure out a way to make it happen.
Do you ever find that it gets hard to move back and forwards between your solo stuff and you know, working with other people as a bassist?
No, it's 'cause everything is a different situation, and that's a source of new energy, new people that you're working with, new crowds that you're playing for, new environments. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, look, it's been a great pleasure having you join us today. Remember, Tyler Wagler will be in concert with David Sarita at the Magnolia Cafe in Guelph. The show takes place on Friday, October the 24th, and I think it's an 8 p.m. start. Is that right?
8 p.m., yep. It's tickets at the door, $15, and Magnolia's at 88 Yarmouth Street, and it's going to be a great night.
And as it's a fairly small venue, you might want to give them a buzz, particularly if you'd like to have supper as well, because it is a wonderful place to eat at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to eating there.
That's great. We're going to play one more song. What would you like us to play?
This is Enemy. This is the first song on the EP. This is actually one of the oldest songs I've written. I wrote this some 12 years ago, I guess, and I kind of keep putting it down, and whenever I pick it back up again, it always seems to, it's just always there. It always works well live. People I play with always want to play it, and so I finally, after 12 years, got a good recording of it. So yeah, I'm happy with that one.
It is a beautiful song. Tyler, it's been a pleasure having you join us today.
Thank you, John.
And look forward to the show at Magnolia. This is Tyler Wagler from the new EP, which is entitled Four Songs, and the beautiful song Enemy. And you've been listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
The opposite of love ain't hate, it's indifference. I used to love you, but now I just don't care. I don't think of you that much, and I'm not the least bit bitter. So why am I sitting here thinking, wishing you were here? Love is a beautiful form of surrender. Surrender ourselves to crippling hurt. But baby, we don't have to wave that white flag yet. Just stay with me in the trenches for one more night. I escaped, and Now I know you're a prisoner yourself. And it's so quiet in our room, I can hear the passage of time. It's quiet, I can hear your heart beating next to mine.
About the time you were taken prisoner yourself.